Hello! Do you ever feel stuck trying to solve a problem by tackling it head on? What if instead you ask, how can I make this worse? Or what could go wrong? By flipping problems on their heads, you can unlock new insights and creative solutions. Today, we're going to explore how this counterintuitive technique can help you think sharper, plan smarter, and find answers in places you may have overlooked. I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. So let's start by understanding the idea of inversion. We'll look at how it's applied, and then look at some practical examples from business, personal development, and of course, biblical teachings. At its core, the idea of inversion is about flipping traditional problem solving. So instead of asking, how do I achieve my goal? We look at it from the perspective of, well, what could lead to failure or an undesired outcome? So this approach can be especially useful for overcoming mental blocks or giving us the ability to see a problem from a fresh angle. Using inversion has unique benefits. First, it can expose hidden beliefs or assumptions. When we approach the problem in reverse, we're often forced to examine things we usually take for granted. Inversion is also a great way for combating biases, for example, confirmation bias. So confirmation bias is our tendency to seek out, interpret, and remember information that supports our existing beliefs, while ignoring or dismissing evidence that contradicts them. Oftentimes, this happens without us even being aware of it. It's like a mental filter that causes us to see only what we want to see. For example, if you believe a certain diet is the best, you're more likely to notice articles or testimonials that confirm it and overlook any criticisms or discount any conflicting studies. This bias can keep us stuck in our views even when presented with new evidence. So, recognizing it is a powerful step toward a more balanced thinking. By using inversion as a mental model, we're looking for ways that something might fail rather than just seeing signs it will succeed. And this can help us avoid the trap of only seeing what we want to see. So the roots of this idea of inversion go back to the 19th century mathematician Carl Jacobi, who believed that viewing problems in reverse could make them easier to understand. Now, don't worry, we're not going to talk about mathematics or equations, but in modern times, successful thinkers, for example, Charlie Munger, have used this idea of inversion. It is emphasized that avoiding mistakes can often be more impactful than chasing brilliance. As Munger was known to say, it's remarkable how much advantage people get by trying to be consistently not stupid rather than trying to be very intelligent. So how do we put this mental model of inversion to work? So let's break it down into four steps. First, identify your goal or problem. For instance, maybe your goal is to attract more customers to your business. Number two, consider the opposite. Ask yourself, what would drive customers away? Now, thinking about the opposite problem can reveal hidden issues like poor customer service or inconsistent product quality. Number three, identify potential obstacles and challenges. By focusing on these failure scenarios, you can uncover barriers you may not have considered otherwise. Number four, develop plans to address these obstacles. Once you see the potential pitfalls, you can create strategies to avoid them. For example, If inconsistent service could drive customers away, ensure that your team is well-trained to provide a consistently positive experience with a good attitude. This approach challenges our assumptions and helps us spot issues that may be overlooked in a typical problem-solving process. Now, let's explore some ways inversion can be applied in different areas of life. First, business and marketing. Like the example we just used, in business, inversion can help us see how to avoid customer dissatisfaction. Instead of asking, how can we attract new customers, consider, how could we drive away our existing customers? This reframes your thinking and allows you to see potential issues in customer service, product quality, or pricing. Similarly, in product development, instead of asking, how can we create a great product, you might ask, what could we do to make this product unusable or frustrating? This approach can expose potential design flaws that you can then proactively address. Or in innovation, instead of asking, how can we foster innovation in our company, try asking, what policies would kill innovation? This shift in thinking can reveal hidden barriers that stifle creativity, like excessive bureaucracy or a fear-based culture. Or in project management, using a strategy called a pre-mortem. You may be familiar with the idea of a post-mortem to identify issues after a project ends, but imagine a project has already failed, then analyze why it failed. So looking at it from the front end, this inversion approach can help identify weak points that need attention. Or in leadership, ask, what would a terrible manager do every day? By identifying the habits of ineffective leaders, like micromanaging or failing to communicate well, you can develop practices to avoid these pitfalls. In personal development, for productivity, instead of asking, how can I be more productive, try asking, what behaviors make me less productive? So this shift in thinking can highlight time-wasting habits or distractions that need eliminated. Likewise, in relationships, instead of asking, how can I improve my relationships, ask, what actions would harm my relationships? What could I do to discourage closeness and intimacy in my relationships? This reveals behaviors to avoid, like poor communication or lack of empathy or attention. It helps you to create more supportive connections. If you want to eat healthier, one approach is to add more vegetables to your diet. But by applying inversion, you could tackle the goal from the opposite angle. Focus on reducing the unhealthy items you consume. Instead of looking at items to add, what can you avoid? We can also apply inversion to career planning. One technique called backcasting is a form of inversion. That is, picture your ideal career 10 years from now. Where do you want to be? Then work backwards to identify the steps you need to take to get there. We can also apply this in finance and investing. When it comes to finances, inversion can reveal potential pitfalls. So instead of asking, how can I get rich? Well, consider this. What behaviors would keep me poor? What behaviors would keep me from obtaining financial independence? The answers might include overspending or neglecting to save or invest. For risk management purposes, rather than asking, how can I maximize my returns? Consider this. How can I avoid catastrophic losses? This shift aligns with Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger's approach to investing. That is that avoiding severe losses often leads to greater long-term success. So let's look at a few biblical examples of inversion. It's not just a modern concept, but we do find it in biblical teachings as well. And we'll look at a few examples where reframing the challenges provided powerful lessons. One, in David and Goliath, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, the Israelites saw Goliath's size as a disadvantage, but David reframed it. He recognized that Goliath's size and arrogance left him exposed to a long-range attack. Instead of focusing on the strength, David used his sling and his faith, turning the apparent disadvantage into an advantage. Gideon's army was outnumbered, and conventional wisdom would suggest that he needed to gather more troops. But opposite of that, God instructed him to reduce his forces further. This inversion shifted the focus from numbers to a display of God's power, and they won using unconventional tactics. Jesus feeding the 5,000. Faced with only a few loaves and fish to feed a crowd, the disciples saw the situation as hopeless, and they wanted to send the crowds away so they could go eat. Jesus reframed it by using what they had. He blessed it and multiplied it, turning it into an opportunity to display the glory of God. This inversion turned scarcity into abundance and demonstrated God's provision. So these stories that we've looked at are just a few examples of biblical teachings that use inversion to challenge our perspective, teaching us that perceived weaknesses can become strengths and scarcity can become abundance. So we'll look at this again in engineering design and everyday problem solving. In engineering, inversion can be applied through techniques like reverse brainstorming. For instance, by asking, how could we make this product unreliable? Engineers might identify points of failure that need strengthened. So here's an analogy for how inversion works. Think of it as navigating a maze. Many mazes are easier to solve if you start at the end and work backward. By doing this, you create a clear path through the maze, one you can then follow from the beginning. Inversion doubles your options, providing a fresh perspective on the way forward. So one of the most valuable insights from inversion is that success often involves avoiding failure rather than chasing success. Charlie Munger called this principle a loser's game, where avoiding mistakes is more effective than trying to make brilliant moves. And this idea applies in fields like investing, where the focus is on reducing risk and avoiding catastrophic losses. Invert, always invert. Turn a situation or problem upside down. Look at it backward. What happens if all of our plans go wrong? Charlie Munger is quoted as saying, "Invert, always invert. Turn a situation or problem upside down. Look at it backward. What happens if all our plans go wrong? Where don't we want to go? And how do you get there?" Instead of looking for success, make a list of how to fail instead. Through sloth, envy, resentment, self-pity, entitlement, all the mental habits of self-defeat. Avoid these qualities and you will succeed. And one thing he said was, "All I want to know is where I'm going to die, so I'll never go there." For instance, in amateur tennis, simply avoiding unforced errors often leads to winning, as opposed to trying for risky shots. In life, by focusing on the things to avoid, that is, common mistakes, oversights, or biases, we gain a huge advantage without the need for extreme brilliance. As you face challenges, remember the power of inversion. Instead of always asking, "How can I achieve success?" try asking, "What will lead to failure?" Avoiding mistakes, anticipating setbacks, and seeing problems from a new angle can be just as effective, if not more so, than any grand vision of success. So I encourage you to try using inversion in your own decision making, whether it's a personal goal like saving more money or a work project you're leading. See if considering the opposite side of the problem helps you come up with a clear path forward. Remember, invert. Always invert.